Oh, Joe was wanting to do the opening. Nick, what do you think of that?
Oh, yeah, that's fine.
You're listening to the number one old school RuneScape podcast.
And I can even do the scream.
You're listening to the number one old school RuneScape podcast.
Welcome to Old School RuneScape Weekly. Today is 27 May, 2019. I am your host.
You fucks!
Well, I didn't do anything! What?
What's I'm so your funny? Host. I am your host. Me. And I'm joined by Joe.
Hello.
And Carl.
What up, guys?
I read off of a Google Doc, and Joe swapped my name with me.
No, that wasn't me. That was somebody else.
Okay. We'll start it off with this week in review. It's where we talk about our achievements and things that we have accomplished this week. Since Joe's name's first now, I will let him start.
I didn't do anything this week. Saw my dad for the first time in 9 years. It was pretty neat. We drank a lot of beer. Spent a lot of money.
That's right, brother.
Did a lot of drugs. Kona.
Oh.
But,
I don't think you needed to say that last part, but yeah, okay.
Do what?
Hmm?
So, yeah, that was my week. It was a long drive from my house to Tennessee and back. It was about a good 8-hour drive. So, that was pretty fun. I went on a float trip, got sunburnt, and yep, that's about it. Barely played any RuneScape. Oh, I got 80 fishing.
Grats.
On RuneScape, so I'm good for now. I can catch shark 1% faster, so.
Nice.
No, that's good for me.
Even that faster, yeah.
Now you get like 17,000 XP an hour.
Hell yeah.
I guess I'll go next. I made quite a few accomplishments this week. I got my Dragon Defender, which took me even longer than it did to get my goddamn Lava Cape. Or Fire Cape.
Fire
Lava
Cape.
Cape. Yeah.
Idiot. Dude, Lava my, Cape.
It looks like lava, so I keep calling it Lava Cape. But yes, my Fire Cape. I got it. I ended up not chinning. And I got it because this time I wasn't a monkey and misclicked.
Hmm.
And I figured how I did it was just like, I just like was like, no, I'm not going to mess up and like miss a prayer. You know, I'm going to make sure that like I get every single one right.
Yeah, dude. All you had, you basically you just got that mindset of like just kill him. You know what I'm saying? Like
you just do it. It's not easy.
Cape, you know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
cool. You basically have to turn the suck off, and then you can kill him.
Ooh. And you suck him off, and you get the cape.
That's actually an alternate method. You you press
use the blowpipe.
Yeah, I haven't seen that on the wiki. That must be recent.
Yeah, it's a recent update. Nice. We need Mod Matt K to leave in order for Ash to be allowed to make that update.
I see. It makes sense.
And I did a lot of combat this week. Other than that... Oh, and then... So this upcoming month, from June to July, we're not going to have any shows that will go over the news, because I'm going to be going out of the country and won't have my computer for a month, so I will... what we're going to do is we're just going to record two episodes ahead of time, two or three ahead of time, And then they're going to be on other topics like warding, skills. But, they'll be full hour-long shows. It just won't have any current news in it. We're going to record those beforehand and then put them out every week as if we were actually doing a show. And then I think we'll just do like a long news update one whenever we come back. Or, yeah, whenever we come back.
Sounds good.
So hopefully that doesn't destroy anybody and make them give us 1-star reviews.
I couldn't imagine.
I'm already butthurt just thinking about this.
I actually just made a new account and gave us 1-star.
And then other than that, that's basically everything I accomplished this week. Did some thieving and did some combat, and that's it, because I was playing on my phone. What about you, Carl? What have you done this week?
Well, last weekend I rented out a beach house with some friends, saw some historical things, went kayaking, got sunburnt, got shit on by a pelican, you know, nothing new there.
I mean, yeah.
And as far as RuneScape goes, I leveled RuneCrafting once, and that's really all I've done.
Yeah, but what level?
I'm 92 RuneCrafting now.
So the only level that matters.
True. Now I'm actually halfway tonight.
Yep.
Yeah. I went home this week. I guess I forgot about that my like real life stuff. I went home for the week, visited my family. It was fun. I played a lot of games with my sisters. We played Mario Kart and shit.
Did you guys play Avalon?
No, we didn't have like enough people for Avalon.
That sounds like something Mordred would say.
Yeah, agreed. Fucking Merlin.
But if you, so. There's a noticeably absent Trunk podcast that we were supposed to do.
Oh, yeah.
Unfortunately, I ended up staying in Tennessee a little longer to spend more time with my dad because I hadn't seen him in a long time. And I was having fun. It wasn't as awkward or standoffish as I thought it was going to be. So I ended up staying a few hours longer, which means I didn't get home until about like 10:30, 11 o'clock. The night we were supposed to do the podcast, so we just ended up putting it off. So we'll have to reschedule.
I think what we'll probably end up doing is just like a over chat or video drunk podcast instead of an in-person one, since we're apart from each other now. Anyway, I guess we can move on into the next part. I thought that we could just briefly talk about our favorite small update that we've liked that's been added to Old School RuneScape. I'll start off with mine, and mine's pretty quick, but I fucking love it, and I know that it was super controversial whenever it first came out, but it kind of makes sense now, just because mobile exists. But it is the shift click to drop items. I goddamn use that shit every day. I love it. It's fucking amazing.
Yep, that's amazing.
You guys have any favorite updates that have been added to Old School?
Well, I got one. I really enjoy the superior monster spawns. I've had a couple since I did the upgrades. We were talking about it in the Discord amongst one of the other guys, and
join the Discord.
A Discord plug in the description below. But I really like the superior monsters. They give a nice chunk of XP, and it's always fun to see one pop up, because you could potentially get like a 21 mil drop from it, a 6 mil drop from it, or you could get jack shit. So I still kind of enjoy it though. But that's kind of like one of the real small updates that I actually really enjoy.
I probably like Alchemical Hydra, because it's better than Vorkath, and it requires a Slayer level to kill. So you don't have all these bots camping Alchemical Hydra like you do with Vorkath.
From my there.
Bottom's bad, though. Yeah, we don't bot, though.
There's not... are there, like, a large amount of... I guess Slayer is like one of the more difficult bot, or one of the more difficult skills to bot.
It takes a long time.
Yeah, that's
the other thing. I got bot up there somewhere for it.
And by the and time I... by the time it gets to like a meaningful level, they get banned.
I mean, yeah. They have questing bots.
You'd be surprised. I've seen some. I forget who the YouTuber is, so I can't shout him out or whatever. But he's done like videos of him finding bots. Somebody probably knows who he is.
It's like Pugger Z or Sir
yeah.
Pugger.
Oh, Sir
yeah,
Pugger.
Sir Pugger. Yeah. Yep. Some of those like accounts, like it'll be like a 99 mining account, like it's a mining bot, and it has like 100 mil XP in mining, and you're just like, what?
Well, so he's actually going through and he's finding these accounts and sending them to Modweath,
mm-hmm.
and Modweath is going and manually banning those accounts.
I think the
get fucking wrecked, idiots.
Get wrecked, scrubs.
The mining one was impressive to me, though. I was like, God. Damn.
Does that bot like 3-tick mine or something?
No, it mines runite ore.
Yeah.
Oh.
And so hops. they have a person protecting it out it by the lava dragons, and then they'll drop all of their ore, and then the person will run it to a bank.
Mm-hmm.
Oh wow.
But these bots are ranked like top 100 in mining. It's Jeez. Fucking ridiculous.
Yeah. I don't know how they got that far with their mining without getting caught.
Yeah.
That blows my mind.
But Carl, did you have an up? Oh, you did. Is the never mind.
I'm retarded.
Yeah, no, you're good.
What we were just kind of talking about.
It's all right. Yeah, half the things I say aren't very memorable anyway.
Ha 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 ha. Everybody cry for Carl.
Pepe laugh.
I guess we can move on into polls, news, and updates. And starting off with, we have player support, which I think is funny that... that update comes out like right after our podcast. We were like shitting on Jagex a little bit.
It's probably because of us. We probably caused it.
We influenced this update 100%.
Yeah, we influenced this very long player support update. So I guess with this, what they're trying to say is that you no longer have to make a Twitter account to get support. That's pretty cool.
Man, maybe I should delete my Twitter then. Finally.
I mean, what other uses there? I could Twitter. Just kidding, I love you. Please don't ban me.
We'll briefly go through every major part of the update, but I'll start off with a bit of their message, and then we can move on and into things. But in our message to the community on March 19th, we promised to release a series of player support blogs to give you an understanding of what the current problems are and how we intend to fix them. The current state of Jagex's customer service is an important issue for many of you. We said previously that we intended to be more transparent about our current systems and plans for the future, and this blog is the first step. And then moving on to the current situation, they basically just talk about how all the systems are really fucking old and were made in like the early 2000s, and they try to meme and say that was when Windows XP was launched.
No
excuse. You know how long old school RuneScape's been a thing?
Yeah, that's the other
longer
thing.
Longer than some
people have
been alive.
That's true.
I mean, I understand that maybe old school RuneScape was like a second thought. Like when they first like came up with it and they were like, okay, yeah, we'll release an old school version of it. It was kind of a second thought. They had a very small team. I would say old school RuneScape is probably more popular than RS3 right now, and they need to have the support systems to reflect that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that it has been said that the best way to get support to some extent is to like go to Twitter, go to Reddit, and like send a message there.
Directly to the JMod.
Yeah,
speaking
and send a message
of which,
that way. Yeah.
I don't know what happened. Because we're talking about like support on Reddit or whatever. So what was it? There's a mod. I think it's Modweath or one of the mods is like he smites people pretty much. Where they'll go on Reddit and they'll post like a big support like, oh, I was banned for no reason and this and that, and I don't know why I was banned. And then he will come. He'll reply on Reddit and say the reason he was banned in front of everybody. So nice. The guy was like, I think I was banned for, permanently banned for doing something, what was it? It was like along the lines of like a back charge or something. It was like a back charge on some membership is what he was saying he was banned for. And then I think it's Mod Weath, or it's another one of the mods. But he pops into the thing and says, no, you were banned for macroing major. You were modding. Yeah, it's like, it's funny because people will always take to Reddit to try to like get the community backing them. And then this mod always just pops in and just destroys them. So it's always so funny.
The only thing that I fear about that is like, what if the guy's just wrong? I don't know. Maybe that's like shows my lack of trust towards Jagex more than anything. But I don't know. Sometimes like I see those and I'm like, what if that's really not it? You know, like at this point, why would you go to Reddit if you genuinely didn't think you did anything wrong? Because you know that these guys are gonna like call you out.
Yep.
They do the same thing with Leak. Like somebody would be like, I don't know what I said. You know, they got me banned, and then they'll be like, they'll come down, and then they'll like show like the guy's chat logs and stuff, and it's like, no, this guy wasn't banned just for saying fuck.
Yeah, pretty much.
Anyway, moving on into improved web forms. I'm gonna skip system integration. I kind of think it doesn't really matter in this area, but also most of these updates are kind of boring, and they're just like the super background, like these are the small fixes we're gonna do to make it so you don't have to go to Twitter to be better to heard more in a more reasonable amount of time.
Nice.
But improved web forms. Until recently, our contact forms were standardized across departments, regardless of the differing needs of each contact type. This was complex and frustrating for you and made it harder for JMods who would have to actively dig out the information they actually needed. However, 17 brand new dynamic web forms are being rolled out that offer a far more streamlined experience, dynamically adjusting according to your input. So I'm guessing that this is like the when you're actually going and putting in your ticket into support, the way that the system went before, it didn't like go by what your issue was. Like, is your issue related to being muted, banned, an engine, billing, stuff like that? And so now it seems like they're going to do a better job at making sure it goes to the right people from there.
They better,
this is
dude.
The future.
For $11, dude, I better be able to call you. We have to shoot him a text or something.
Do they have a way of knowing if you pay for your membership with a bond versus paying for it with real money?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
I feel like they should.
You think they might like get better support to people who pay with real money?
Doubt it, but who knows? It's possible.
And then email responses. We completely understand that many of you expect an email response to your inquiries. Currently, we are only able to reply to some messages via email and then others via the message center, which I don't know if you guys have ever used the message center, but it is total complete ass.
Yeah, dude.
Every time I log in, I see a new message and it's like, you have been billed for this month of membership.
Like, yeah, stop telling me that.
Just thought I was going to get an important message like, oh, you've been promoted to senior RuneScape player.
No, dude. Like, only send me a message if I become a P mod. That's it. Don't ever send me messages ever again.
I'll never get.
Or if I get muted
twice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, send me a message if I get muted, or I've become a P mod. If I've been muted in the past few years, unless for whatever fucking reason I happen to be like talking to somebody in that like 12-hour span, I wouldn't even know.
I'm just going to say, if you don't want to get muted in RuneScape, don't go to Wintertod while you're drunk.
Don't say dummy stuff.
That's the fastest way to get muted, I'm telling you right now, from my experience.
Wintertod?
Yep, being drunk at Wintertod.
Wintertod's one of my favorite minigames. Anyway, staying on track here. They're doing log tickets, which essentially... the only thing that we hear about that is that now they're saying that it'll take a maximum of 28 days to respond to your ticket.
Whoa.
Yeah, so that's like the current, like, now they're saying it'll take 28 days max. But with this change, it'll take 14 days max, which I think is still absurd. But they're still saying that they'll often respond within 4 days. But
they'll get to it in half the time.
I think that that's still kind of absurd, 14 days, but whatever. I mean, that's infinitely better than...
Dude, they got millions of tickets every single day. Probably not that.
Is that what they... Yeah, I don't think that they get a million tickets a day.
Well, I sure hope not. That's a lot of speeding. Can you imagine being pulled over a million times?
Dude, I couldn't even.
Dude, speaking of which, my wife got a ticket on our trip. Sorry, I just had to say that.
Oh, yeah, I saw the picture.
She's being a speed racer. Anyway, nice. Back to support.
Let me see. To do the support center. There are plans to trial live chat, but it's essential that we improve the support center itself before these steps are taken. For instance, a lot of work has already been gone into improving support articles. 80% have been revamped, and working on the remaining 20% will be completed by this summer. I think once they add in live chat, which is what I'm assuming that the end goal is here, that'll be good. That'll be perfect.
Where you can talk to somebody in a separate window in your client. That'd be lit. Mm-hmm.
So basically what you're saying is when this update comes out, Jagex is hiring because they're going to need the support staff.
Probably not.
Yeah, but you got to be British. You can't be American.
Oh, okay. I feel like they're going to outsource it. I feel like they're going to outsource it.
Better.
You could probably just do it from home.
As long as they don't do it from Venezuela. Some people will be stealing that gold. They can't outsource it because RuneScape gold is worth more than most countries' dollars.
No, and then
those mods could steal billions of gold.
You don't outsource that function of the game.
Yeah,
you like giving people gold and stuff like that, but answering like small tickets, like why did I get muted? All I did was make a penis in the chat, and then it's like, oh, okay, you know, that's like you could
POS.
Yeah, you could just have a fucking monkey go look at the chat log, be like, oh, this guy made a penis in the chat. Hey, you can't make a penis in the chat. You'll get muted.
Yeah. Fun fact, I got muted for that back in 2007.
I think that they'll outsource that part. The part where like you have to roll back somebody or like bring their account back from being a botted account or whatever. Like that you have like I feel like they could forward that ticket to like an actual mod who could then go and look at that and then be like, "Okay, yeah, this
kind of like how some legit does it.
Shit." Yeah, yeah, exactly.
If you file a ticket with Riot, like a robot will reply, and then you can push it even further if you actually want a human to look at it.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, so that's the changes. I mean, that's like a base level of the changes, but essentially they're going to be improving player support, which is a good thing. I don't know who would be upset about this. Hopefully they fucking pull this, because I need this shit pulled.
Wow, dude, I love living in the stone.
Dude, they didn't pull player support.
Wow, dude, this devalues my Twitter only Iron Man. God damn.
Twitter only Iron Man.
Yeah, man. It gives the J-Mods a reason not to reply to me on Twitter.
They should fucking pull this, though. You know, and I want them to pull when they're upgrading their computers. You know, I want to know when you're getting off Windows 7. And I want it pulled.
They're still using Windows 7?
No, dear God, I hope not. using Windows Vista.
Oh, no.
Now, in order for them to develop the game, they have to have Windows XP. Like, they have to run off Windows XP.
Oh, because the game engine is just designed for Windows XP?
It's like not, they haven't made it good enough to run on Windows 10 yet.
They should pull it.
They probably do all of their design stuff, like, on a tablet or something.
Easy peasy.
Yeah.
You guys have anything to add with player support before we move on to the Hasidious rework?
About fucking time. That's all I gotta say. This game's fucking...
Yeah,
game's 13 years old, finally.
Where's my Hydra Claw luck? I'm over 800 kills dry of a Hydra Clox. That's all I gotta say. Where's my player support?
I All right, I guess we're good to move into the Hasidius rework. My biggest question about it, and I can't find it anywhere. I don't know if you guys know anything about it or have been through the Hasidius rework at all. It doesn't really matter to me anymore because I've leveled my thieving way past this, but I'm just thinking for like newer accounts. Where the fuck is the fruit stall? You know, where you like walk the dog, like, I don't know what, did they get rid of it?
Let me see.
I couldn't find it anywhere on the map.
Now that you mentioned the Hasidius rework, when I first saw the picture, I don't know if I was like drunk or high or something, but I looked at both of the sides and they looked exactly the same to me.
Well,
but they're not. They're
neither.
Yeah. I wasn't, but I don't know what happened. Anyway, the fruit stall is probably gone because it was kind of useless. Let's be honest.
So was this pulled?
No, I'm just kidding. I don't know.
Yes, it was. It was pulled.
Oh, okay, following the pull. Okay, cool.
Yeah. So.
Okay.
You used the Zerix talisman to get there before, right?
Yes.
Who, me? I used my house to get to Hasidius. I usually used like my house teleport because I have my house in there.
Well, I'm saying that's where the fruit stall was. Is like right where the Zerix talisman. So they moved where the Zerix talisman teleports you. Maybe it's moved to where the new teleport is. That's just my idea. I don't know.
That's probably right. I actually do think that this was like a kind of needed update because I don't know if you guys had the same thing. It's exactly what they say at the beginning of the update, which is that Karend often has this feeling that it's vast and empty.
Yep.
You know, like sometimes you walk through like Falador and stuff like that, you'll see people, you'll see like stuff going on. Sometimes I'll run through Karend for like 2 minutes and I don't see shit. You know, I see empty buildings.
Thing. Yep.
And that's it. So
I think I ran laps around Karend and didn't see a single person.
You know, you'll see people at sand crabs, and that's about it.
You cut wood.
Yeah, there's really only like three places to be. You got the anglerfish spot, you got the woodcutting guild, the farming guild, and then of course the catacombs. That's like really the only places you need to be.
Yeah. But we'll start off with the tith farm, the titty farm.
Oh, the titty farm. I like it.
Previously, the Titty Farm was the central location of Hasidius House and filled an entire map square unnecessarily. It also contained more patches than any player could use at once. To fix this, the Titty Farm has been shrunk to accommodate 40 plantable locations.
There were way too many titties in that farm.
Exactly. And so they've shrunk it down, which, again, we can all be happy with, because maybe, you know... I just want to see more shit going on in Karend because it seems like a goddamn ghost town anytime I go there.
If you want to see some action, you got to go to the Slayer Cave. That's it. That's where everyone's at, Slayer Cave.
That's where the party is.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, the only place that you see people are the catacombs, sand crabs, and then anglers. And it's like...
And if you're Joe, the woodcutting guild.
Yeah. Woodcutting guild.
You can go in there and find some people cutting the massive fucking tree in there.
Big wood.
No, it's hood wood.
Hood wood. That fucking name.
I missed that name. It was good.
Hood wood.
Yeah.
But there's a new town in Karend. I don't know if you guys have checked it out, but it's Hasidius town.
To be fair, to be completely honest, it looks like no one's really going to do anything there.
Yeah, it looks like a new Remington.
It looks nice, but what am I going to do there?
Dude, there's a water spout in the middle.
There's a corn exchange. What do I need corn for?
You could... Oh, dude, this is perfect for my Karend-only Ultimate Iron Man. Dude.
Oh, true.
And he's fucking
unlimited corn. No, you're Karend corn-eating-only Ultimate Iron Man. So you can only eat corn. Now you have unlimited corn.
Thank God.
I can't wait.
But it you know what? I have been down there. It looks really good. It looks like... they did a good job at it, but I don't think that it's gonna fill the feeling of it being empty. If that makes sense.
Dude, put a 99 agility course there.
True.
And Hasidius?
Yep, for people who have 99 agility and just one XP, which I have done. I've gotten 100k over.
Because you were trying to get the pet.
Wait, no, I've gotten 108 or 100k over, and it bumped me from rank 10,000 to like somewhere in the 7,000s.
Whoa!
So still no pet though, by the way.
Ooh, they could add another new useless mini game there, and it gives like 10k. Construction XP per hour, and you can imbue your iron boots. Boom. New useless minigame.
Nice! 10 out of 10. Would upvote that on Reddit if I saw it.
Then
Reddit doesn't like us. Reddit doesn't like us.
Nah. They're as they say, insufferable about us. We are insufferable.
Sorry, I do think it's odd how much we get downvoted on Reddit, but I'm just gonna stop posting it on there because it does fuck all.
We'll just post it on Facebook.
You know, it's probably just because we're insufferable. That's probably all it is.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm gonna post it on my Google Plus page.
Hell yeah! I'm gonna post.
I'm gonna print it out and like send it in the mail to my relatives.
Just post it on Imgur.
Yeah, and exactly. Imgur. But yes, the corn exchange, and then the granary was added to Hesidius. And now there's a Western Hesidius, which is now far emptier, in quotes. You're still not going to see fucking anybody there. I wish there was just like a Karend world. You know, where like people would be like, oh, I'm doing shit in Karend, let me go to the Karend world. Because sometimes it's nice to see like other people running around, you know? It's like, oh, there's another person, or I guess like a bot.
How do you think the people on a 2K total world feel? Like there's no one.
Yeah. I think most there's usually like 200 or 300, if that.
If you go to a 2K total world at like 4 a.m, there's like 70 people on it.
Yeah, if you go to a 2200 total, then there's probably even less.
It's, I guess the only reason why you would ever go to those worlds is, like, if there's something that you're training that you just wanted to be fucking empty. If for whatever reason you have 2k total level, and you have, like, level 1 woodcutting, and you're like, man, now I get to do all the methods without seeing anybody.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, one of the 2200 totals has 65 players in it. Looking at it right now.
And then the Saltpeter? I don't know what it's actually called. It looks like they just reorganized them all. I mean, this doesn't mean anything to me because I'm never going to go there again because I already have 100% favor. But, they moved them. And they're more organized together. So now it'll be easier to find where the dude is if that's the way, the method that you choose to do for getting 100% favor. Off
the GE.
Yeah, exactly. That's what
Just let the bots mine it and just buy it off the GE. Don't waste your time mining all that garbage.
That's exactly what I did. The fucking super compost potion, is that what it is? I just made a bunch of those things.
That's a thing.
Yeah, that gets you favor.
It wasn't the potion, but it was like a bucket.
Yeah, sorry, the bucket.
It's like sulfuric compost or something.
Yeah, that's what it's called. I forget what it's called. It was a long time ago that I did.
Yeah, I did that a long time ago as well, so I don't remember.
And then the entrance to the Karend Castle has now been improved graphically and raised to give a more imposing feel. So it now looks like a castle.
Great, Camelot 2.0.
Finally, dude. this was a needed change. You know, whenever I'm doing Slayer and Karend, I just don't get that castle vibe from it. You know what I'm saying?
But now you do.
Just what we needed, more castles. That's exactly what this
Castlescape.
This just makes Slayer way more enjoyable for the 0.2 seconds I see it after I teleport to Karend.
Do you know what place is mostly empty but doesn't feel empty? Is the the tree gnome stronghold.
Oh yeah.
Whenever NPCs I go there, everywhere. Yeah, there's goddamn NPCs everywhere. There's little bugs and flowers everywhere. You know, like you'll see people by the farming patch and by the Slayer cave. You know, and then that's it. But if you just run through it, it feels very packed. And then you'll see some bots by the agility course, but that's about
it. I still have a fucking tree that I've had a papaya tree planted there for like several months. I haven't checked it yet. I'm so lazy.
XP waste. Well, you're starting to act like me over there, Joe.
The when most I say several player. Months, I legit mean it's been several months. Like, I got 99 agility and quit playing, and it's still there. It's just, it's waiting for me.
Do you ever, are you ever, like, so lazy that you'll run past one of your trees, and then you're just like, I'm going to check it for the XP, but I'm not going to, like, replace it.
Cut it down or replace it, yeah.
Yeah, I probably have 99 farming right now if I actually did it every time I ran past one of them.
Same, probably. Well,
I'm a lazy bastard. That's what I am. I'm sorry.
But it's yeah, okay, if you buddy. Want to, link will be in the description if you want to see like the actual changes for yourself if you haven't gotten a chance to walk down to Corend. But I will say that it looks much nicer, and it's probably about as good of a job as they can do while only graphically updating it. Like, the change of making it not feel empty is just like, I don't know. You're going to have to put a mini game down there that'll get, like, people wanting to be there all the time running around. I don't know. Put a bunch of clue scroll pieces, location, whatever, down there. And
clue scroll steps.
There we go. That's what I'm trying to say. Scroll steps down there.
seashells by the seashell. All right, let's go.
Yeah, have a thieving stall with a random time between 1 second and 500 hours that spawns a ranger boot, and I bet you it'll look packed.
Dude, you might as well just make a bug that spawns twisted bows by the farming guild. Oh, wait, that already happened!
And then at the bottom of the update, they go over Dead Man, which I don't think any of us know anything about and aren't going to go over. So if
I tried Dead Man once and died and went back to the main game.
Dead Man's interesting to watch a single person play. The tournaments aren't really that interesting, and playing it yourself is like RuneScape with griefing turned on to the max. So
Dead Man mode tournaments remind me of midnight releases of. So I stay up all night grinding, and then as soon as I get to the end, I just want to go to sleep. That's all I care about.
More like dumb man mode. Idiot game mode.
And then I guess we'll move on. Move on into the Song of the Elves rewards poll. Again, we'll kind of quickly go over this because we're going to, for one of the podcasts that we're going to do, for the month that we're not going to be able to do them on. It's going to be a whole Song of the Elves, Priftinus, whatever you want to call it.
Yo, this was
a, oh boy. This was a episode. Fucking, can't wait to do another achievement diary.
Did you guys vote in this poll? I did. I'm actually surprised some stuff didn't pass.
But, I kind of wish, like, when I log in, it would say, hey, there's a poll, go vote. Because I literally, like, never
vote. But it does.
Oh, yeah, I don't get them for some reason.
It's like maybe it's because,
yeah. Well, maybe it's because you get all that red text saying like, "Hey, you can collect."
Yeah, but it's not in there. I'm reading it right now.
Yeah, every time I log in, there's like five red text things. It's like, "Hey, you can collect a herb box. Hey, you can go get your staves from."
Hey, you can suck my wiener. All right.
whoa!
What?
That's not very nice.
It doesn't say that.
Yeah.
What if it did? I'm just obliging their request. You know.
I'm gonna go. Hello. All right. Let's move on.
So we'll go over each one briefly. Should crystal armor seeds be added to the gauntlet loot table as described in the blog? These would be used to make crystal armor, and then it passed. You know what? This whole poll is fairly boring because it's all like the really small fucking changes and
it's kind of a waste of time. How about we just go over this in our
We'll go over this in this. There's one that I do want to bring up because I did think that it's a little interesting, and Carl might have something to say about it. But it is question 3. Should stat degradation be removed from crystal bows, shields, and halberds? This would mean that normal crystal weapons will act like imbued versions. Crystal weapon imbues will be removed from the Nightmare Zone shop if this question passes. Crystal seeds will be removed from Zolra's drop table regardless of the outcome of this question.
Damn.
And it didn't pass. And I think that it's ridiculous that they are removing crystal seeds from Zolra's drop table without pulling that.
I never liked Zolra, so that's fine.
Well, that was pretty much them saying, like, hey, so we're removing them anyway, regardless.
Yeah. Hold like, up. We're doing they this.
They must have forgot whose game this is. You know what I'm saying? We make this shit, bro.
I'm fine with how crystal bows and shields and halberds work, like with the stat degradation. I don't think they should change that. Yeah. But then again, I don't use them, so what do I know?
And did there's going to be a new agility course.
Joe, get excited.
Requiring 75 agility. It's being added to Priftiness. It will contain variable shortcuts that increase possible XP gains. This will offer up to 62k XP per hour at 90 agility.
Whoa! Lame. Massive.
What's the highest sure now? I think that...
What the fuck? I think Artie's like 63.
Is it really?
Yeah. I don't know. Let me see. I'm going to look
well,
it
this one might look cooler.
True. We all care about that cosmetic scape.
This poll is mostly fairly boring. It's mostly like the really small things going on with Song of the Elves. So we'll go over that more in detail next week when the Song of the Elves / Priftiness update podcast comes out. But I think that those were like the two more interesting ones. The fact that the new agility course and then the fact that they were going to make a change or are making a change and not pulling it.
So. Again. Several times.
Yeah. I do think that's like a little bit worrying. I mean, they've done this like before in the past, like this exact same thing. Like, oh, even if this doesn't pass, we're still going to do this. We're still going to change this. But I do think that's a little bit worrying. But I guess we can, or at least I can trust Jagex a little bit too.
Well, let's be honest. Zolra's pretty OP. So yeah,
Zolra is OP.
I don't know if it's just me, but if you try to open one of the Reddit posts, is Reddit down right now? That would fucking suck.
I have them open.
I can't see it. Mine says service unavailable.
Yeah, I have all four of them open.
You have all four of them open? You should screen cap. Nope, never mind. Mine's working.
Okay.
Yeah, mine's not.
I'll post the image to you so that you can see it as we go over it in Discord, Joe. But all right. So the first one is Fish Releasing. It's a player suggestion. Essentially what it is that you can right-click, use the fish that you're catching on the fishing spot, and it will drop the fishes or release them back into... So essentially, somebody wants to just add an AFK fish releasing method or a fish dropping method from
Why?
The inventory.
Just drop them.
Just barbarian fish. I mean, it's just as easy.
But don't worry, before everybody starts spamming Easy Escape, he puts a wall. You know, you have to do this in order to be able to do this. So what it is you talk to Harry and Catherby, and then you pay him whatever price he asks.
Read what Harry says, though. Read that.
So you want to learn how to release fishies back into the water? Come over here to my fish tank.
That's all I needed.
And then, step two, you pay him a certain amount of money, probably 50k or something unfairly high.
I like how he put unfairly high there.
50k.
Yeah. And then he put an alternate option. You can drown him in his own fish tank.
Oh, true. I didn't think of that.
And then you use the fish on the fishing spots, and then you're done. And then you save yourself tremendous amount of potential pain. Learn about carpal tunnel syndrome, symptoms, and how to prevent it.
Yeah, it's called take a break every few hours.
If you don't get carpal tunnel from playing RuneScape, you don't even play. That's all I'm going to say. You don't even play.
If there was ever, like, an Easy Escape post, I feel like this is kind of it. Like, at this point, add in the tool belt, add in summoning... I don't know what else. Just make it RS3.
You know, I can kind of, like, agree with this guy, though, because when I got 99 construction, I definitely got carpal tunnel.
That doesn't have anything to do with fishing.
Yeah, but carpal tunnel. They need to make construction easier.
Yeah, dude. Big old Tonka trunk.
Sorry, it's super easy.
Yeah, it's fast, too. Yeah, you only get carpal tunnel if you want to get it one day.
I mean, why don't you just bot at this point?
I didn't think of that either.
But he's saying, it won't be as fast as quickly shift dropping fish, which, I mean, I guess at the end of the day, I don't really care if we add in all these AFK methods that are slower than actually clicking on the game. So all the efficient people can stay happy. But I don't know. I still think that this is stupid. And I am surprised that this got so many upvotes on Reddit and our podcast didn't put okay.
No, I think people upvoted it because the image looks nice. It's like well organized.
Yeah, the image is well organized. The guy who did this did a very good job.
Yep.
Easy.
Putting the idea together. The next one is another person's idea. And I think that this one is stupid, and I, for whatever reason, can't access it on Reddit right now. So
is it the Obsidian Cape?
Yeah.
Here, I'll post it for you, or I'll like screenshot it or something.
Why do you think that's stupid?
Oh, okay. The Obsidian Max Cape.
Yeah.
I mean, if you have Max Cape, can you not get the goddamn Fire Cape?
Well, I mean that. I mean, it just looks cool.
Yeah.
honestly, it's not. It only takes time to get a max cape. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't really need skill to get a max cape. You just need to have a lot of free time. Hmm. Some people may be able to get a max cape without actually getting their fire cape.
No, I know that, but like. I don't know. I feel like if you've gotten to the point to where you can get a max cape, I reasonably feel like it's fair to say that most of those people have a fire cape by that point.
I mean, we should just address this, that this is probably a meme.
Oh, yeah, it's 100% a meme. The two comments... It does look cool. The two top comments are pretty funny. The second one is, also since ModMat K is gone, can we add Max Cape as a reward from some form of randomized loot reward system, purchasable with real money?
Oh, no.
So, I'm all in favor for that. Yeah, adding in Squeal of Fortune.
Yeah, I remember the day they added that. I almost had a hurt.
Except there's a 1% chance that somebody will come to your front door and shoot you in the head.
I wonder if people would still buy it. I would probably. Buy it even more then.
Oh no.
But at what point was like the real like tipping point for you guys that you guys were like, I don't find RS3 fun anymore?
When Treasure Hunter came out.
Really?
Whenever like all my friends could play.
It was like the new version of Squeal of Fortune. They just kept changing it, and then it was like the Treasure Hunter version.
That's the one where you like have keys and open it with chests or whatever.
Yeah. Yep. See, I would still play RS3 if you guys did. Like, I'm like low key, but just because I put so much time into this shit.
Yeah,
you did.
You remember me getting attack and strength 99? I killed fucking green jungle spiders for like 3 or 4 weeks each, man. And then y'all were like, "No, playing no more." And then that was it.
I think the real point where I stopped playing RS3, not when I actually stopped playing it, but when like I stopped taking it seriously, was whenever, what was it? The Evolution of Combat came out. That was when I stopped playing, and then I googled top MMOs, and then that's when I found League of Legends.
That's when League came out. Yep.
Yeah.
Or that's when League became a thing with all of us, anyway.
Yeah, and so then I started playing League instead of RuneScape. Vastly different games.
And then the evolution of League came out, and then we moved away from that again.
Yeah. The evolution of combat for League came out.
Yep. AKA Season 8.
But yeah, fine. I mean, I don't care. They can end in the Obsidian Max Cape.
If they
want to
add
sick.
That, fine. I don't know who's going to wear it.
It looks sick, but I'm pretty sure it was a meme.
Yeah.
Anybody have anything else to add to this?
Good update.
Cabbage Max Cape.
Cabbage Max Cape, actually, yeah. Good idea.
If you have the Cabbage Skill Cape, you should be able to make a Cabbage Max Cape.
Yep.
Oh, actually, I'm tweeting Ash right now.
I wish I'd done that. I've never do any of the events. I've never done a single one, but I wish I had actually done that event. I wish I would do more ones like that, because I think that the Cabbage Max Cape's funny. And then the next community submission is it's a image where it shows a guy saying, yeah, I just got 99 Slayer, and then the people say grats, and then moves on into the next block, and then they say, so what now? And then he's looking a little like scared and nervous. And then they're asking rune crafting, agility, mining, you know, the top three best skills in old school, and fastest too. And then it moves on into the next pan, and he's getting drunk and super worried. You know, he's got the gun next to him. You know, he's contemplating something.
Oh no!
Just in case.
Don't do it, buddy.
But yeah, rune crafting, agility, and mining.
Yeah.
Yeah, after Slayer, I'm going for mining.
I remember I did 99 mining in RS3, but that's because of the gold ore deposit.
The cheap...
The AFK mining method. Good time.
Did you guys see the top comment?
No.
The picture? I just posted it in our Discord chat, but it shows like a retarded-looking guy. No. And he's got 99 Slayer, and like, like after stats are level 1, except he's got 70 agility. You know, he's got the perfect stats. I'll just put it that way. He's got the 75 crafting.
If you post this on YouTube, or when you post this on YouTube, put that picture in there.
Yeah, I'll put it in there.
I couldn't even imagine that.
That picture is hilarious. That picture is 10 out of 10. So go into the description, go to the Reddit post. Hey, you know what? To make things easier for you, this is way faster to see the picture. I'll post it into the memes channel of the Discord. Join the Discord.
To
just go straight to the meme. You'll see it there. You don't even have to go to fucking Reddit.
This account is probably what it looks like if he was a Draenor only Ultimate Iron Man.
God, I wish.
Yeah.
And then I don't know if Joe's gotten a chance to see the next meme. It's the agility meme.
Yeah, I saw
Have you seen it, Joe? Yeah. It's pretty funny, isn't it? I bet that's what your life was like. I bet your wife was walking up to you and it's like, it's 4 o'clock in the morning. Why on earth are you grinding agility?
Because I've lost control of my life. No. Nice. There was actually times where like I would grind agility all fucking day. I would wake up first thing in the morning, I would grind agility all day, and then go to sleep, and then I'd go to work the next day, and at lunch I'd grind agility at both. I had about an hour lunch, and at my lunch I would sit there and I would just run laps doing agility. It was definitely worth it.
You did that instead of eating, because eating's XP waste, right?
You got the best cape.
No.
I do. I have an untrimmed agility cape, which makes me rock solid.
Just like Malphite. Mm.
Nice.
I don't like doing agility on my phone. I don't know if you guys are like that. I don't like doing agility at all, but I especially don't like doing it on my phone because I like to have the plugin where you get to see like where you're supposed to click.
Yeah. I actually learned the where to click on mobile because I was laying in bed on my side, half asleep, doing it for hours.
Also, because it's on mobile, you fat finger 99% of the time.
Hell yeah! He was trying to say I got fat fingers. It's because I'm fat.
It happens to me too. You know, it's funny. I actually tried to connect my mouse to my phone because I have an Android and it actually works, but because the mobile app of RuneScape isn't designed to work with a mouse, like left clicking doesn't do anything, but I can see my mouse cursor on my phone.
That's bad.
So it's pretty cool.
But yeah, again, link will be in the description. And then the next meme has already been
the next one
on
is so
Discord.
Good.
Yeah, the next
so
one is so good.
Good.
So somebody tweets at Ash, and he always responds to tweets. They tweet, "Why can't we get pregnant on OSRS?" And at Ash, and then he replies, "Some seeds are untradeable." And he's talking about the semen seeds.
That's pretty lit, dude. I'm so glad he replied.
Honestly, if Ash wasn't a part of the old school team, I don't know if I'd still be playing this game.
True. Do you think he gets
I'm only playing for Ash.
That's where the $11. That's where your $11 a month is going. It's going to his big fat bonus paycheck.
Give him. I think it's funny that a professional company, has like. I mean, this guy like makes updates for the game. He is part of Jagex. Jagex is in his name, and he can still say stuff like that and get away with it. Like, that is just fucking hilarious.
Yeah, it's great. I love
it. Because you're supposed to be professional, right? Like, he literally has Jagex in his name, and he's able to say shit like that because the community is just full of a bunch of meme, like, the meme shit. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's fucking awesome. That must be an amazing job.
Yeah. I'd love that.
And getting to sit there with his mug, doing the weekly Q&A with everybody at the couch.
The one that Lynx Titan, you know, did what in?
Yeah, the one that Lynx Titan's already taken advantage of.
The Nutter Butter.
What do you think you do? What do you think you do when you're Lynx Titan? You know, like
he made a second account. And he's gonna try to do it again.
Oh no,
Lynx Titan 2.
No, I think it's an Iron Man actually too. So that's pretty.
Ooh, that's cool.
He has to max every single type of account. So he's got Iron Man now. Then he's got Ultimate. And then he's got Hardcore.
And then he's got to do hardcore PvP world only.
Yep.
He's going to do group Iron Man, except he's going to have all the accounts in the group Iron Man. He's going to play them all at the same time.
He's going to control all of the accounts in that group.
Hell yeah.
XD.
But I think it's crazy. People who are like in the top 10 of the leaderboard on hardcore ultimate for hardcore Iron Man. I just think it's crazy when they die because it's just like, man, why would you, you know, yeah, why would you put yourself? Yeah, the rank one guy died recently. It's just like, why would you put yourself? You know, I know that there's like a risk, but like, man, once you become top 10, I feel like you don't have to do that anymore. You don't have to put yourself, you know, at the super risk of dying. You know, you just keep moving along. But I guess, you know, that won't get you as many hits on YouTube. So,
well, I think the number one guy was like, blood barraging Nex.
Mm-hmm. His name is Nex.
Yeah. Well, he changed his name to Nex. It wasn't Nex. He changed his name to Nex because he died to Nex.
Gotcha.
He was like blood barraging them or something, and I think he forgot to turn his prayer on, and he died. That's how he died.
So, that's gonna be a yikes for me.
It's a yikes.
All right. Let's move on to ship post now.
First ship post is remove PvP. When free trade was removed, PvP was also removed, and Bounty Hunter was implemented. We could kill green dragons with friends, we could kill revenants that roamed the wilderness, and we would have nice laughs when a person died to one. The community was not divided into PvMers versus PvPers. We were united. And so it's basically a rant of him wanting to put back on the most hated update in RuneScape history just so that he can kill green dragons with his friends.
I think we should also point out this dude's username.
At Walmart.
Yeah. Nice.
He probably came up with this dumb idea while he was at Walmart.
He's like, you know what? That's like a good idea.
Yeah, that's what he sounded like too.
You dumb bitch. Who thought that shit would pass? I don't fucking understand.
I like the reply. The first reply is no support. I see no logical reason for PvP to be removed.
Because there was no logical reason for him to get on the forums and type this. This was a waste of keystrokes. This is fucking retarded.
He's got like 2 weeks
less of use out of his keyboard now because of that.
He says we can keep Bounty Hunter Worlds and PvP Worlds since the PKer community is so small that that will be enough for them.
I don't think it's that small. The way this guy's making it sound. So this guy makes it sound like there's like 200 people that are PvPers.
That was a dumb shit post.
That was a truly shit post. Next shit
don't
post
go to Walmart,
is,
guys.
The next shit post is "Give me a break," all caps. Joe, you wanna? Do you have it open? Do you wanna take it away? The first paragraph.
Hello, all. I have a simple suggestion that I know everyone will appreciate. And honestly, I'm surprised it hasn't been added already. The rest option. This was, in my opinion, one of the best game updates of all time. And I'd love to see it in OSRS. For those of you who don't know what the rest option was, /is... it would enable you to sit and rest. By clicking the run button, you could select rest. You would regain energy at a rapid rate. The higher your agility, the faster the recharge.
I know that they added in Graceful mostly as like OSRS's version of the rest option. Joe, as a guy who has maxed agility, what do you think about the rest option?
No, fuck you. No, fuck that. Everyone needs to suffer.
To be fair, so the rest option implies that you have to stop moving. That's basically how full graceful works. If you are not moving and you're wearing full graceful, your run energy recharges faster.
You should only be able to sit if you have an agility cape.
You should only be able to sit if you have a max infernal cape.
Okay, yeah. I got it. New rest option. It's the rest option is being added to the max cape. You don't want it? I thought Joe would be all over that as like another thing to add to the agility game. No, I'd rather it suck. I want to sit here and it sucks.
This game needs to be hard.
No, I don't. Honestly, I don't see the rest option being an issue, to be fair, but it may devalue stamina potions. I don't know.
It will. I prefer to just have full graceful and just stop moving.
Yeah, rest option, kind of don't need it. You got your stamina pots. Everything's working out just fine. Just learn to make more money, and you won't need the rest option.
The one thing I did notice, because I was running through Tutorial Island yesterday on my hardcore Iron Man that I'm going to stream on twitch.tv/CozyBeard. I ran all the way through Tutorial Island. Did they make it to where you have enough run energy to make it through the entire island if you're trying to speed run it?
Yes.
Yeah. Because I remember running out of energy by the time you got out of the place where you baked the bread. Mm-hmm. But I was able to run nonstop through the entire Tutorial Island.
No, yeah. It takes like 5 minutes to do Tutorial Island now.
Wait, did they get rid of the guy that lets you skip it?
Yeah. That's only in Dead Man.
Really? Because it used to be in old and regular.
I think they changed that because bots were able to making bots, yeah. So even though Tutorial Island doesn't stop bots, that skippy thing was just too much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, that's pretty neat. That's a cool change though.
Maybe adding it to Iron Man, but you'd have to make it so the Iron Man can't like change. You know what I'm saying? Like swap
they
off
can't.
Of being in an Iron Man.
Yeah, they can't de-iron.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's kind of funny, to give me a break. It literally implies like giving your character a break so they can rest.
I didn't think that far into it.
That's a pretty clever play on words.
If they go for this guy's needs though, you know someone's gonna come along and be like, "Well, you guys gave the rest option a thing, so why are lodestones not a thing?"
Oh god, lodestones.
Give me a break. I'm tired of running around the game. I need free teleports.
Just get 99 construction and you basically have a lodestone.
Yeah. You just build a chair and you can sit in the chair.
Yeah, build a chair in real life and then sit in it.
Instead of letting you sit on the ground, they should just have chairs posted up all around RuneScape and only one person can sit in them at a time.
And you passively gain 500k, or not 500k, well, 500 XP per hour in a skill of your choice. I guarantee you people will use that shit to train runecrafting or some shit they
Hell
really
yeah.
hate.
God damn. Oh, no. Alright, next shit post is control plus click equals use.
This like one's actually ship? Not a shit ship post. I actually kind of liked this, but
that's pretty cool. Yeah. I mean, that's kind of a cool suggestion. Mm-hmm. But I mean, I don't see the harm in it. Maybe it's just well, think about it. What would you use it on?
Potions.
Or
there's like certain quest items or like food that you need for a quest, where you have to right click to use it on an NPC for the quest, and then you accidentally eat it if you just regularly left click it.
And honestly, anytime I use an item, I would probably just always control click use instead of right clicking, because I hate right clicking.
Yeah. Yeah. That's not a bad option. That kind of helps people with one finger.
Yeah.
True.
Or you could like, oh my god, this is super meta and you're not allowed to do this, but you could map your right mouse button. If you have like a mouse that can do that, you could route it to be, or sorry, you could route control, if you have a keyboard that can do this, to being the right mouse button, and then you basically have that.
There's also an option in your settings where you can change how many mouse buttons you're actually using from 1 to 2 or from 2 to 1.
Dude.
So if you left click, it would always right click, essentially.
Oh, okay. That's interesting.
That's not a bad suggestion. It's kind of it's not a shit post, but any suggestion that doesn't have to do with Slayer being improved, then it's a bad suggestion. So
Yeah.
It's definitely better than that resting option, though.
If it's not Slayer 2, I'm not going to vote it in as a skill. And if it's not Slayer 3, then they shouldn't even think about it. You know,
and they should repull sailing while they're at it.
Yep. Yeah. Repull sailing. Yep. Ooh, I got a Renar seed drop.
I think that they should, because I felt like most people's issue with sailing is that they didn't give enough information as to what it is. So now they're doing that with warding. But I feel like warding is going to fail because I think it's kind of stupid, and I think a lot of people think that it's stupid.
Some of it's dead content, honestly.
And then just rethink about, if there was any skill that was going to pass, it was probably going to be sailing. And if you just gave like more information and repulled it, I feel like it would pass.
Yeah.
But or if also, you made it like a this versus that, like one of them's being added, you guys got to vote which one it is.
Look, we're adding a new skill. Either warding or sailing, pick one.
I don't want to use the power of suggestion here to influence our viewers. So make sure you guys vote warding how you want.
I think it was artisan that they were going to add in.
Yeah, that was the other one.
Yeah, it's like Slayer, but for crafting stuff.
Yeah. So repull all three when inevitably warding fails. Repull all three and say, look, motherfuckers. One of these is getting into the game, and you're picking which one.
And no, they just make two of them absolute garbage, so one of them.
I bet you if they pulled removing runecrafting, that would pass.
Oh, God. All right.
Yeah, because the only people who'd say no are the people with 99 runecrafting. No!
Or me, 92. I'm like halfway there.
Isn't it sad that 92 is halfway there?
Yeah, it is very sad.
Then moving on into the after show, unless you guys have anything to add. We got 3 iTunes reviews, which I thought was pretty awesome. We got from iMystify_, who says, funny, informative, chill, awesome info, nostalgia, and humor.
So nice. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, Mystify. Yeah. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Mystify.
You should join the Discord.
I'm gonna sleep good tonight.
Next one is from Trev Woody, who says, good podcast, 5 out of 5, would bang.
Nice. I would bang too.
That sounds like a threat.
No, he's not saying like bang with a hammer.
He means like wood smash.
Bang, bang.
Yeah. He's saying like
saying he would tap that, you know?
Guess what, Trev Woody? I'd bang you too.
You can't say that, dude. That's sexual harassment. You can't say that.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, Trev Woody. I will bang you with your
consent.
And my wife's consent.
Oh, true?
Then we got Jory003, who says, good stuff, y'all. Listen every week from Tennessee. Love it. Keep them coming. And then I think he's saying that his OSRS gamertag is R96.
RN6.
Or, sorry, yeah, R96, RN6.
We didn't get any emails.
No, what? No emails, sad face.
No fan mail. Okay, no fan mail.
I mean, I'd rather get a 5-star iTunes review than an email, but doesn't mean I don't want an email. So
iTunes gift card.
And we had 3 people join the Discord. I wonder at what point we stopped reading out. I guess one.
Never.
When it gets to like,
we have 100 people. We have 100 people. The end of the podcast is like an hour long because we're reading out everybody's name.
Well, you can read them pretty quick.
That's how we could be unique, though. Just making sure that we
gotta thank everyone
every
for joining.
Person. We'll take turns reading the names off when it starts to become too much.
But Carter joined. Catatonic joined, and I'm going to assume that this is pronounced backwards bro to join.
Yeah.
And then you should also join the Discord. We have the link in the description. You can meme out and get a notification from us when the podcast has been uploaded. If you want to be heard on the show, you can leave us a 5-star iTunes review, or you can send us an email. We'll also read and respond to YouTube comments. Do you guys have anything, any final words before we close out this podcast? Anything you guys want to add?
Yeah. Back to the warding poll thing, and this is just in general. Make sure you guys make opinions on things with your own eyes. Don't vote on things because someone told you to vote on it a certain way.
But, like, vote for warding.
But, yeah, vote for warding. Yep. And also...
Wait, do you guys really want warding in that badly?
No, I mean, it's worth it, I think. It's not terrible.
I just want some new content. Yeah, I want a new skill.
It's probably all right.
Preferred art. I actually liked Artisan over Sailing. If they'd like fleshed out the idea more, I actually thought Artisan was really, really cool. But that should never pass. And vote for wording. But yeah. You know, if you don't want to,
but make your own opinion first, and then vote for it.
Decide whether or not you think it's a good idea, and then vote it in.
Yeah, and if you guys get bored, this is the last thing I'll say, and then I'll pass it to Joe. If you guys ever get bored, and you happen to see either me or Joe streaming, you can come watch us. We're goofy, and we stream sometimes.
Oh, and real quick,
the links to those will be in the Discord, so join the Discord.
Before I let Joe close it out, I'd also like to add that we have a clan chat now, so if you don't have Discord, you don't have any means of communicating to us at all, you can join the clan chat. It's OSRS space weekly. I also have it in the rules of the Discord, so you can check that out too. But yeah, OSRS space weekly. Join that clan chat. If we're online, we'll be in that. And now I'll let Joe close it out.
And we'll happily talk to you.
I was going to say, our boy 07 noob 009 is in the clan chat right now. So
yeah,
shout out to your boy. Basically, all I got to say is get 99 agility, because people are always creeping on your skills, and I'm sitting here doing Slayer, and this guy just said, "Nice agility level, bro."
Yeah, I didn't look at it that way.
You should tell him you botted it.
Yeah.
No. I didn't
tell him you bought that account.
No, yeah, I know that you didn't bot it. I was just
No. What I'm saying is, I'm gonna own that shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's right. I wasted 300 hours of my life. So what?